Blessed is the man that is found without blemish. Who is he, and we will praise him? We read about the lives of the saints, their holiness, their great and wondrous deeds. Then we see ourselves in our fallen human nature, with our setbacks and our failures. But something we need to remember is the saints underwent the same trials that we have. Though they didn't have smartphones, but they were still subject to temptations of gossip. They didn't have food readily available as we do in supermarkets and fast food restaurants, but they were subject to temptations of intemperance. And the list goes on. So then, how did they do it? How did they overcome themselves? Well, to sum it up in all of one sermon would be quite impressive, as we call it the science of the saints, or a study of the spiritual life, overcoming the flesh and the physical nature. But to oversimplify it, as we must, for the shortness of our time, we already did so yesterday. We focused on the Blessed Virgin Mary. It's merely a continual focusing of our every action and conforming it to the will of God. And the Blessed Virgin Mary did this more perfectly than all the saints. But back to us and our imperfect imitation of them, we try to do this. We read about it. We study about it. We know about the virtues and that we're supposed to try to practice them. And yet we sin. And yet we are distracted by the allurements of the world, given into compromise with our fallen human nature, with our fallen selves. But there were saints who also dealt with this as well. Saints who didn't start off on the right foot, so to speak. So then what did they do? How did they overcome? I was brought up in the Novus Ordo, and I went to school in a public school. We had two gymnasiums, and one gymnasium, the older one, had a cartoon picture of a pelican was eating a frog. And the frog was all but consumed by the pelican, but he had his legs sticking out, and he had the pelican around the neck, and he was choking the pelican, fighting to survive. And the caption said, "Never give up." And so this is what the saints had, that mentality. No matter what, God loves you. God desires you in heaven. So we should think, we should realize, when we want something, when we desire something, what do we expend? What effort do we put forward towards it? Getting good grades on a test, we spend hours of studying to get a degree. We spend long hours, many days in school and in colleges, or to get a promotion. We go that extra effort, that extra mile in our workday to impress the boss or to do better, to better ourselves. Things that we want, things that we desire. We expend a little more. And so to think, God wants you. God desires you in heaven. He wants your soul. God, the immense being, the great creature, the great being that created all creatures. He has control over all the universe. And he wants you in heaven. And so it's up to you. It's up for us to expend that little extra effort necessary for us to turn away from the world and to turn back to God. Especially when we fall. That little effort to turn back to God. To come to confession. To realize we have been wrong and to admit our wrong. make it right by turning back to Him and submitting ourselves to begin again. And remember, He already knows what you've done. He already knows all the faults that you have. And He was willing to pay the price, the sacrifice for you, as He saw it in the agony in the garden. Jesus saw all the sins of mankind. And He paid the price. He sacrificed Himself. He knew how you would fail, and yet He paid that price because He desired you to be in heaven. Because He wants you there with Him. He wants you to be successful. And so it's up to you to prove your worth for that desire. To prove your worth, to prove your love of God. In confession we pray, at the end of confession we pray, the act of contrition we pray, I resolve with the help of Thy grace to amend my life. Amendment. Amendment means change. We have to change something. We have to know what's wrong. And we have to apply ourselves to ourselves the remedy. So this means the study of ourselves. This means knowing our habits, knowing what we fall into, and then making that effort to turn back to God and say, no, my life, I want to prove that I love God and that I want to be successful and save my soul and get to heaven. That we're willing to make this effort of change as proof of our love. And so very essential for a good confession. Because if we commit sin, we fall, we offend God, and then we come back to Him and say, I'm sorry. But then we go right back to the same way, the same pattern of life, the same habits. How is that saying you're sorry? How is that true contrition? If you're not willing to change it, how are you sorry about it? So we need to look at ourselves to see what is wrong and make an effort to change it, to overcome ourselves. We can't just continually do the same thing and try to float through life and think that holiness is going to fall on our lap. It takes effort, it takes work. It takes trial, it takes struggle, it takes failure. But who is He? And we will praise Him, for He hath done wonderful things in His life, who hath been tried thereby and made perfect. He shall have glory everlasting. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.